Our guest has a Bachelor of Engineering and a Master's in Business Admin. Handy credentials when you're the Director of Infrastructure and Economy for Lithgow City Council. Jonathan Edgecombe, good to have you back.
Thank you very much.
What's happening in the transport program?
So I'd like to reflect on the fact that next year's program is the biggest that Lithgow City Council's delivered in recent memory. Mm. In a given year, we'll generally do $4.5 million of work, and sometimes that's offset by disaster recovery. But in the next year, supported by our finance team, the Infrastructure and Economy Directorate are going to deliver over $16 million worth of capital renewal and maintenance works on our road network.
Does that include pavement as well?
Footpath program is separate.
Right.
But that is also included. There's several projects being delivered next year as well.
Lithgow loves its sports. So what's the recreation program update?
I just went through with the asset manager for recreation this morning, and seeing the light in his eyes when I explained to Dave what was approved in his program next year really was a fantastic meeting. Mm. One of the projects I think we're most excited for is the major lighting upgrade. Lithgow Council in 24-25 delivered a sporting precinct master plan, and the resounding feedback we got from that was that we really need to get up to speed and get up to date with our lighting. We're missing out on competitive games and regional games because we can't play at night. Next year, the council in its draft program has allocated $300,000 to deliver a master plan and design, a lighting design for each of our key playing fields in the urban precinct. We're expanding that, having received feedback from the Sports Advisory Committee, to a couple of other playing fields around the LGA, but we'll be focusing on Lithgow, trying to centralise the quality of our assets and attract those higher level, higher quality games and the tourism and associated economic impacts that those bring.
Councils are great at getting stuff done and they need gear to do it. We're talking, you know, at base, a lawnmower or a whippersnipper. So what's ahead with the plant replacement program?
In previous years, Lithgow's plant replacement program has sat around the $600,000 mark per year. Now it may sound like a huge amount of money, but just this last 12 months, council replaced its jet patcher, and that machine cost in excess of $700,000. Mm. Graders, 400K, water carts, you know, massive amounts of money we're talking. And post-COVID, things are only increasing at a rate of knots. The services we deliver are only as good as the people that deliver them. Mm. And the people are only as good as the plant we give them to complete that work. So in our view, we've heard the calls from the community that they want better services. The first part of providing that improved service is improving the equipment that the staff use. We've delivered the first 3 years of our seven-year strategy to replace and eliminate the backlog of plant replacement at Lithgow Council, and we're ahead of schedule.
How is Lithgow's economic transition going? I know you're personally, Jonathan, deeply involved in LEAP.
Absolutely. The LEAP is moving forward in leaps and bounds, so to speak. We're focused on three major projects. So the first one is our continued operation of the Adaptive Skills Hub. All local schools are currently participating in that program to varying degrees, and we're also getting approaches from schools outside the LGA. It's fantastic. Every Wednesday, the former Centrelink building that's now been repurposed as the Adaptive Skills Hub is full of kids using laptops, programming drones, building the computer programs. It's just fantastic. Mm. We're also looking at key employment lands initiatives. Mm. We are utterly focused on the developments that are underway, including the former Willerowang Power Station and the Portland Foundations works. But those are, in most cases, years down the track. We need employment land today. People are bypassing us and developing in Bathurst, Orange, Mudgee and the like. We know we can attract those developments here. The third project that the Lithgow Council is running is the delivery of key worker transition strategies. So we're looking to develop a key skills audit, look at what resources we have in the Lithgow LGA to facilitate worker training and retraining initiatives. And the people that we've got doing that work are really experts in their field from the Uni of South Australia, and they come to us highly recommended on a national, if not international, stage. So it's just really fascinating work.
Plenty going on. Jonathan Edgecombe, always exciting and informative to have a chat. If you want to learn more about LEAP, go to leap.lithgow.com.